your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Good afternoon, fellow traders. This is Paula T. Webb coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. We are here every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, archived on my website, www.paulatweb.com. So, I hope you all had a great trading week this past week. Now, we'll get into that, about the ups and downs on Wall Street in a few moments. But one of the things I need to remind you guys is that, you know, we do have the opportunity of the introductory call, and that is there's a small fee for that 30-minute chat, because my time is valuable, just as yours is. And what we do in that introductory call is get to know each other and to find out if what you are looking for in terms of a trading coach is something that I can provide to you. So one of the things I want to remind you again is that I do not teach people how to trade. I am not licensed for that. I don't have any interest in that, I'll be honest with you. What I am here to do, like Mark Douglas was, and which I am continuing our work on, is, you know, we created this whole field of trading psychology to help traders learn how to think for themselves. Now, you may be saying, yep, I already know how to think for myself. Well, if you already knew how to think for yourself, then your trading results would reflect that. And if your trading results are not reflecting an increasing equity curve, then you are not thinking for yourself. And if you were thinking for yourself and your equity curve was rising, then you wouldn't be contacting me for coaching. So, you know, one of the things to keep in mind too is we offer that introductory call so we can get, it's kind of like a meet and greet, so we can get to know each other a little bit to see if we can work together. Well, once you have that introductory call, then you have to make a decision as to whether you're going to move forward with a 1 hour consultation, which includes follow-up exercises, or maybe, you know, a package of set of consulting sessions, or even a one-on-one workshop, which is only held live. You have to make that decision. Now, for a number of traders, the introductory call that I provide is all they need. And this is the beauty of this, guys, is that sometimes you just need a little validation that what you're doing is correct. And that's okay to reach out to someone who has expertise in this area in terms of the most appropriate mindset to achieve your financial goals as a trader, such as myself. It's okay to reach out and say, gosh, you know, am I doing everything okay? There's nothing wrong with this. There's no shame in this. As a matter of fact, that shows that you really are thinking for yourself, because you just want a little bit of validation because you think you're doing okay and you're not quite 100% within yourself in terms of your self-trust. So that's why we have the introductory call. So you can call me and you can tell me what you're doing, what your methodology is, what your rules are, you know, what your results are. And I'm going to let you know. Say, yeah, hey, I think you're doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, and then conversely, no, you need a little help in some areas. Now, I'm not here to beat you up. I know a number of you have kind of questioned this because I talk about busting your chops in consultations or even on the radio show. But the bottom line is, when I say I'm busting your chops, I'm sorry. I guess you guys are misinterpreting that. What I mean is, I'm not here to hold your hand. And I've said this before. I'm going to tell you like it is. If you are honest with me, I'm going to be honest with you. And even if you're not honest with me and you're handing me a line of closed loop thinking, I'm going to let you know that too. That's what I do. That's what Mark Douglas and I have done for 30 years. That's why our books are classics and all-time bestsellers, not just on Amazon, but across the world into 15 languages, because we teach the truth of the way you need to think as a winning trader. This is it here, guys. Okay? No one else teaches what we teach. And that's why our videos are pirated across the internet, because all of those people pirating, as I've said this before and I'm saying it again, they don't know what it is we're saying. They have no clue. But they think, oh, well, I'm just going to post this and act like I know what I'm doing to sell their services. And then many of you go and subscribe to these guys, and then you find out after spending tens of thousands of dollars sometimes that these guys don't know anything. And then you come back to me and say, hey, I blew up my account again listening to these other people. Help me. Well, now you've incurred a lot of emotional damage. Now, I can help you out of that. Mark and I have been doing this forever. It's just the way of the world as traders. I don't want to have to help you out of emotional baggage because you went somewhere else. And it just boggles my mind that so many of you just won't pick up the phone and say, hey, I've got some questions, or send me an email. This is it right here, guys. I'm not just blowing smoke here. Because countless of you have contacted me after all is said and done, and you've lost a lot of money and said, oh, I should have called you first. Really? Yeah, I know that. So I'm not harping on this. I'm reminding you, call here first. And then if you don't like what I have to say, or it doesn't resonate with you, then go somewhere else. But at least start with the source. This is it. We created trading psychology. We created the mindset that all of you seek, all of you want to have within you. But if you don't know how to acquire it and you look for it for free, you're going to get what you pay for. Now, the introductory fee is a nominal fee. I mean, we're not asking for hundreds of dollars. This is a gift. This is a gift to you guys. I enjoy getting paid for my time. It's not a lot of money. It's not even $100. It's less than $100. So, if you're not willing to spend $100 talking to me, who was a co-founder of this entire field, but you're willing to go and spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars with a total stranger on the internet, well, good luck with that. Okay? Just good luck with that. That's not my problem. That's your problem. And that's your mindset. And what is that mindset? You don't want to hear the truth, because you know you're going to hear the truth from this office. There isn't anybody here in this office or any of our certified coaches that is not going to tell you the truth of your situation. And that's okay, because if you're not ready to hear the truth, that's okay. Because when you are ready, you will contact our office and we will fix everything that everybody else screwed up for you, that you allowed to get screwed up. So there's no judgment here, guys. It's just, I said this before, and I don't understand why you guys don't believe me. I care about you guys. Yes, you are completely anonymous until you pick up the phone and talk to me. But that doesn't mean that I'm sitting here not thinking about the countless traders that are not willing to do their best and search for free materials on the internet, which, as I keep saying now, may be AI created and not what we teach. So again, I'm not here, you know, when I say bust your chops, it's just a phrase. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, you know, you may not like what I have to say. And then, in essence, that's okay. That's something that I grew up with. That's a phrase I grew up with. All right. So I'll try and think of something maybe a little more clear. But to me, when someone busts your chops, that means they're telling you something you need to hear in that moment. That's my definition of I'm going to bust your chops. All right. It's not physical. There's no judgment. And I can't tell you how many bosses that I had before I got into trading used that phrase. He said, come into my office. And I'd go and I'd sit down and say, I'm going to bust your chops. Why didn't you follow through on this project or whatever it was? Okay. So it was just a verbal reckoning. That's it. So don't take offense about it. And those of you that have worked with me, you understand what I'm saying. And those of you that haven't, don't be afraid. I'm not a person to be afraid of. I'm just a normal person. I'm a trader. I'm an investor. I'm an author. I've been doing this a long time. I've helped a lot of traders get out of bankruptcy, you know, and turn their lives around and become successful. And I have plenty of references for any of you to talk to, but I'm not gonna take any, hooey from any of you guys either. And I will know when you're just trying to placate me. I know this. Been there, done that. I have heard it all. There is nothing you can say to me that's gonna shock me, scare me, or impress me. You are who you are. I accept that at face value. And I am who I am. And I am bringing to the table the knowledge and the expertise and the empirically proven skills, time-tested, proven mindset that you're looking for. So, again, we'll go over these definition discrepancies as they come up. And, you know, keep them coming, because if I don't know that you're having a problem with it or you're not sure about what I'm saying, then I can't address it. So thank you to those who brought it up this week. All right. So, I have a little bit of trouble sometimes when I find out information about our industry that bothers me. And, you know, guys, I started in this industry in 1980, long before a lot of you listening to this were born, or maybe, before a lot of you listening to this started trading. And I had the luxury, as I've said before, I started out working at the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, which was the first futures exchange to offer mini contracts. I think it was founded in 1972, but don't quote me on that. But anyway, I did not know what a commodity was. I knew what stocks were, but I didn't know what a commodity was. So I took the job thinking, yeah, it'll be kind of fun. And also, too, because, as I've mentioned previously, there is a lot of single guys that were on the trading floor. Okay. I was 20 years old. It's like, woo, all right, we could have some fun here. I'll be honest with you, that was the primary focus. And then the other one was that, hey, I'm going to learn about the markets. So, you know, a couple years, I went from administrative assistant to the vice president, and then I ended up managing the floor operations, which meant I learned the exchanges from the inside out. And I got to know a lot of the presidents of the brokerage firms in Chicago, a lot of the huge producers in the meats like Heinhold Commodities, which, you know, hogs and cattle, went out to see their farms, the grains, you know, so I had an intrinsic sense of how the markets work. And it was lovely. I mean, it was just so fascinating. I lived for that job. And then I went as far as I could working for the exchange and decided to start trading. So I took a job as a runner, which meant that I took the orders, the paper orders, into the trading pit and gave it to the broker in each corresponding pit, whether it was the foreign currencies or the live hogs or sugar or, you know, the financials, whatever. So, it was just nice to have that kind of an experience. And while I was working for a brokerage firm, I learned how to create a chart, learned how to read the markets, as I think I said last week or the week before, you know, and I also had the opportunity to learn trading systems from some of the best and some of the worst floor traders at the Madame. So there was a connection to my money. There was a connection to the markets that unfortunately we don't have today because everything is done electronically. We don't have a trading floor anymore. Otherwise, I would be taking all of my workshop attendees, you know, over and do a mock trading session, which was always fabulous. So I understand we've lost that ability to be connected in the way that I learned. I get that. But with that said, and this is why it's so important for traders to connect to their money and to think for themselves. A lot of traders come to me after they've had some trouble in the crypto markets. And, or, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't understand. It's like, if you're going to trade cryptos, then you need to go to a reputable crypto platform. All right. And I know there's a bunch of them out there. And as I've talked about before, you know, we all thought FTX was credible. We thought, you know, Bernie Madoff was credible. But there are always signals telling you that something has changed. Now, with Bernie Madoff, that was plain to see. I mean, you know, he was selling stuff off. He was buying stuff, you know, offshore. There were a lot of signals for people to pull their money, but they didn't because he had a reputation. With FTX, the signals were there. The principals started selling their own stock in the company, and then they stopped allowing any of the crypto clients to withdraw any amount of money. And this was all pretty much, I think, within 2 week period of time. So, but the point is, the moment that the CEOs of FTX started selling, there would have been no way I would have kept any money in that account, in a crypto account with FTX. And there was countless articles on it, and there was countless, you know, people on the you know, in the news media saying, what's going on? Gee, we don't know. Well, yeah, we do know. It's no different than if you're trading stocks. If you're trading stocks and all of a sudden the CEOs are selling their options, what do you think they're planning on doing? Having a picnic? So, again, guys, I am not against crypto trading. What I'm trying to save you guys from doing is not paying attention to the signals. Now, take a look at your own trading, no matter what you're trading. If you're trading and you're looking at a chart and your analysis is telling you, sell, sell, sell. Are you going to sell? Of course you are, because that's what your analysis is telling you. Well, let's hope you will, okay? That's what your analysis is telling you. So it's no different with crypto. And again, because crypto is not regulated. It's not regulated. Now, here's the confusion about that, because I understand this now, because it was brought up to me earlier this week by another trader. There was an agency with the U.S. federal government that you could go to report crypto fraud. And you go online, you fill out a report, and, you know, I have no idea what the process is or what the protocol is, but anyway, there was an agency there. This past week on Thursday in the USA Today, that agency has now been dissolved. Because what they found out, that agency was only created in 2022. And I'm not being political here, guys. Okay, this is just facts. It was created in 2022. And it turns out that they were not investigating crypto fraud, but rather the agency itself was using these unregulated crypto platforms in many cases to hide money and launder it for their own purposes. Now, this is going to probably be pushed under the rug pretty soon, but this is a pretty big deal. So my point being is that we never had any protection to trade crypto. And that's why I've said from the beginning, go ahead and trade it and take 50% of your profit out at the end of every week, period. And if you can't get anything out of your account, any profit, or you can't close your account, then you immediately go to your bank that's associated with this account, with your crypto platform account, and you close that account to protect the rest of your assets. I don't understand why this is so difficult for people to understand. You are the only one that can manage your money. You alone. Now, your bank may have some mechanisms in place, but once the money's gone, it's offshore. They have no legal right to go after it. None. So the point being is, so I think that's where the confusion lies, and I apologize for not being clear about this. I've said that, the crypto platforms are not regulated, but because there was this federal agency, I think a lot of people thought it was regulated. And now it turns out, no, they just took your complaints. And apparently, according to the article in the USA Today, this past Thursday, they did nothing for whatever reason. So a lot of those staff may be on the unemployment line. Hopefully you guys will understand this a little bit further. Now, there is talk within the administration to start regulating these crypto programs, and I hope they do. I absolutely hope they do. So in the meantime, just be real careful, guys. All right? We'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, so another thing I want to bring up is I've had a number of coaching clients recently that have approached me with some challenges that they're having about not being able to follow their rules. And this is normal, guys, okay? Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Mark Douglas wasn't perfect. Warren Buffett isn't perfect, at least in the early part of his career. But you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision as to who you are as a trader. And I understand how challenging it is because, we enter into trading for several reasons. Number one, because we want to make more money than we've ever made in any other area. When I say that, I mean, that could be on top of a job you currently have, or it could be more than any job you've ever had. It doesn't really matter the amount. All I'm saying is that we want the freedom to express ourselves, to make more money than we currently have or we've ever made, or make the amount of money that we feel that we should be making or should have made previously. You know, it's multi-dynamic. So it doesn't really matter what the reason is, because the only reason you got into trading was to make money. That's it. And I'm you know, repeating this again, guys, because a lot of you guys just don't grasp the concept that trading is a business. A business. And I understand why you might be confused about this, because even though trading is a business, you don't need any staff. You don't need to have a brick and mortar office. You don't have to work anywhere except from your living room, you know, or your bedroom or your couch or you know, wherever, as long as you have an electronic device that you can log into your trading account. So for all intents and purposes, visually, it's not seeming like it's a business. Visually. Technically, it's a business. Any business that you enter into, whether you own it or you work for someone else, you become a part of that business, because the only reason you're there is to make money, whether it's through a paycheck when you work for someone else or as a trader, where you're just making money, period. That's all you are making. That's it. You're not making a car. You're not building furniture. You're not in construction. You know, you're not working, you know, for the water district. You're not selling real estate. You are not doing anything for anyone else but yourself. So until traders really grasp that that's what it's all about, they're not going to be able to grow their trading account. They're not going to be able to have a rising equity curve. And this is kind of confusing, guys. I know, because you're like, well, you know, it's just me. You know, I'm the one that's pointing and clicking my mouse. Yeah, exactly my point. Because if you don't know how to think for yourself and figure out what it is you want, other than some vague notion of making a boatload of money, which I keep saying, and thinking that trading isn't a business, like quite a few of you keep arguing with me over, oh, it's just a computer game. Oh, yeah, it's just a computer game. No, it's not. There's a live trader on the other side of your trade. A live trader. So if you want to give your money to him, be my guest, but don't complain to me about it. And don't complain to yourself, because now you're not being honest. You want to blame it on, oh, well, it's just electronic program. Trades are facilitated electronically. They always have been since probably the 1930s. Or 1929, you know, at least from the crash, okay? Yes, it's been done electronically. You can look at movies from the early 1930s and, you know, the wealthy men in their office, and they've got the ticker tape coming through. That was facilitated electronically, guys, okay? So don't come to me and say, well, now it's just electronic. No, it always has been, okay, for like 100 years. My point being is that that's an excuse. That's a rationalization for you not to take responsibility for your lack of trading results. There's been several traders in the last couple months that have approached me and said, well, I know that there are insiders and they know where my stops are at. I'm like, what? Yeah. So this is personal, man. You know, they're there to take me out. Okay, that's an interesting perspective. So you think that there are people in this industry that are hired to tap into your trading account to see where you put your stops, and then they go and tell the broker or another trader or the brokerage firm that, oh, hey, you got this guy over here. He's got a stop in here. You better hit it. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? First of all, no one has access to your trading account except you. Now, with that said, the caveat is the platform that you are facilitating your trading account through or your brokerage firm, they do have certain parameters. They have protocols. So if, you know, you're out the money and you want to make another trade, they're going to say, well, you don't have enough margin. But they don't have people looking at your stops. And again, this is just another way for traders to not take responsibility for not doing what they need to do as a trader. Now, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at anybody, but it's so unusual, I guess, for anyone to think that someone is going to care about an individual trader, where they put their stops for a one or three lot or a five lot, and then go back to somebody in management and say, oh, we got to take this guy out and ruin his day financially. That's absurd. It just doesn't work that way. No one cares how you trade except you. The brokerage firms don't know you. They don't know your account. They don't care. The few traders that are left that you see on the media that have the jackets with the badges that they show, you know, on MSNBC and CNBC and CNN, you know, during market hours, they don't know you. They don't care. All they're doing is looking for opportunities. They're going to see the bid and the offer. Now, based on their personal experience and their professional attitude, they're going to know what type of traders are in the market based on market direction. It's not a fact. It's an educated guess on their part based on their experience of years being traders and brokers. So they can say, hey, think to themselves, you know what? We probably got a bunch of newbies here because this market direction is indicative of that because of, again, their experience in the markets. And so they'll hit it. They'll hit your stops, not your stops personally. They'll hit the stops. They'll hit the bid and offer because they know there's a better opportunity on the other side. They'll take you out. Not you personally, just those traders that aren't as experienced or have as much knowledge and don't put on very good trades. So this is nothing personal, guys. The only thing personal about it is that you lose to more experienced traders who actually will follow their own rules. You will lose to more professional traders who know that if they don't follow their rules, they're going to be putting on trades just like you and losing as well. Is it personal? Of course it's personal to you. But they don't take it personal. those professional traders, those brokers, those traders with experience, they're in it to win. They are in it to make money for themselves. They don't care about you. They don't care about where your stops are. All they're doing is looking for opportunity. And again, I'm going to go back to Warren Buffett. What did he say? What, is it a month ago or something? Oh, well, yeah, hey, we're looking for a recession now. Could be. And then a couple weeks after that, you know, the market's going up and down and up and down, and everybody's panic selling. Oh, Buffett said we're going into a recession. So they're sell. And what are all the big guys doing? What are all the professional traders doing? What are all the successful traders doing? Hey, you sold, they're buying it cheap. That's because Warren Buffett understands human nature. He can say that, and you guys fall into that trap. That's the way it works, guys. There's nothing personal about it. These guys just know certain people can say certain things, and you're going to buy into it because you don't believe in yourself enough not to believe in what someone else says. These guys are adept at manipulating you. Now, you may not like what I'm saying, but this is the truth, guys. Anytime you listen to someone else and don't think for yourself, you're allowing yourself to be manipulated and lose. That's why I'm here, to help you understand how to think for yourself and follow your instinct. You knew you shouldn't have sold, and you went ahead and did it anyway. We'll be back after a break. Okay, so, folks, you know, sometimes I get really, I sound very passionate, because I am. I am very passionate about my work. I care about each and every single one of you. I'm not unreachable. I'm not untouchable. I am here for each and every single one of you. My office has never been closed. There's many times where I answer the phone, or my staff, but the phone is always answered by a live person. This is something that Mark and I set up many years ago, and we prided ourselves in giving the best customer service to any trader that called, any trader. And that's why outside of office hours, you're going to get a recording, but I will call you back, or, you know, Adam will call you back, or one of my staff will call you back within 24 hours, because we're here. We are here for you. Now, you know, what I was talking about earlier in the last segment about so many traders listening to, you know, the Warren Buffetts, the Kramers, or, I don't even remember who else, but you know who I'm talking about. You listen to those guys, and I'm not saying that they don't have knowledge and expertise, okay? And like I said in the last segment, Warren Buffett is really good at reading human nature. So when he makes a comment like, well, you know, we might be heading into a recession, it's almost like those old commercials about E.F. Hutton from, I think it was from the 70s or the 80s, when, you know, you'll be in a crowded dining room, and when somebody from E.F. Hutton speaks, the whole room goes silent to listen. All right. So it's kind of the same with Warren Buffett. Now, I don't know why he's saying it or doing it. It could be ego driven. It's certainly money driven, because he knows he can make a bland statement like, well, you know, we might be heading into a recession. And I'm not, you know, it's not verbatim what he said, but it's basically what he said. And countless traders will sell off. Absolutely. Not even without a question. They won't even think about it. It's like, sell, 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 sell. Oh my God, I got to get out before the recession. Because you, those traders that do that, take it as gospel truth that Warren Buffett knows where the market is headed. Warren Buffett, just like anybody else, has no idea where the market's going to head. However, as I've said before, he understands human nature. And he knows how to manipulate people. Let's take a look at Cramer, you know, the guy who yells at the TV every day. His rate of correct predictions is less than 30%. His whole entire career. Okay? And yet countless people will follow him and then wonder why they lose money. Now, the whole purpose for Mark and I creating all this material was to help other traders think like we do. I don't listen to any of these people. I don't care about their opinion. It's their opinion based on their educated guess. These are not facts, okay? So we are not in a recession right now, and countless people in the media are saying, oh, well, you know, Buffett said we were going to be in a recession by now. I wonder what's going on. No, he just said that to manipulate the market because he knows human nature. And he knows how many countless traders are full of fear. Now think about this for a minute, guys. These guys, these big guys, these people in the media, they know you're full of fear. And you're their puppet. So you're losing money and they're taking it because they've just, you know, they're like a marionette. Just they've got you on their strings. They can make a half-truth statement or a misleading statement, I should say, rather, and they know you're going to buy into it because you're not secure within yourself. You don't have self-trust. You don't have self-confidence. You don't have a foundation of believing in yourself. So you have to ask yourself, when are you going to start believing in yourself to be that winning warrior trader? When are you going to take control of your thoughts and your actions and grow your equity? Only you can answer that. Now, I can help you along the way based on what you share with me in a consultation. And I'll say, well, you know, take a look at this, take a look at that, you know, through the exercises that I give everyone after a consultation. But it's still up to you to start to believe in yourself and understand that our Heavenly Father wants you to be prosperous. He doesn't want just the Warren Buffetts to be prosperous. Look how much he's aided Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Bezos. Come on. You want to know why? Because they believe in themselves. They believe in themselves. So you have to ask yourself, when am I going to believe in myself to achieve my trading goals? It's ordained for you. It's in our DNA. As I've told you before, I lost everything after Mark died and I brought it all back and I'm doing better than before. Better than even when Mark was alive. All by myself and through my connection to God. Wouldn't have happened otherwise. So you have to ask yourself, when am I going to allow God into my life? When am I going to let myself listen to the answers to my questions? And you know this already, guys. You know it. I'm just here to validate it for you. I am living proof. I am living proof that He is there right on my shoulder, guiding me all the way. There's a higher power out there, guys, and you can tap into it. instead of tapping into another human, tap into that higher power. Find out who you really are. It's a real blessing. And you're going to really enjoy who you become because you will realize your financial dreams. So I wish for you a wonderful trading week. This is Paula T. Webb, or Paula T., as my moniker goes. You can find me at paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.